Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show here. Our phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to John in Michigan. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, you brought up mandated vaccines for schools. I'm in northern Michigan.
Yes.
And I was at a school board meeting in the mid-90s, and I brought up the fact that they don't bring out the fact that there is no law. A mandate is just an authoritative order. And there aren't laws unless the Congress has passed them, and then it has to be published in the Federal Register or the legislative body.
Well,
or
they get around that by the school saying, if you've not had your shots, we're not going to allow the kid into classrooms.
Well, they can't. Hold on just a minute. Sonny. Hey. Go lay down. Well, hey.
I guess he doesn't like my show.
No. She's a ferocious watchdog, I guess. But you know, they cannot do that because the county nurse told me at the school board meeting, she said, well, it's not a law, it's a mandate. And I asked her what that meant, and she says, well, if they don't have 95% compliance, then they take away funding. And I thought to myself, well, that where's the health of the child involved? So it's tied to funding, and these schools, they're supposed to be presenting waiver options, but not from them, because they usually, their waivers are very incriminating to the parent. But if people did their research, they would see in Michigan, there's no law that says you have to be vaccinated. They put it in all this printing, that it's a law, you have to do this, and it's misinformation. And mm-hmm. if it's supposed to be, they have to publish that. Every agency has to publish that in the Federal Register, their intentions. And if they don't pass the regulations in that Federal Register, then it only applies to the people under their umbrella. So these agencies are rogue. The president even got shut down by the Supreme Court when he was trying to mandate vaccines because they said he didn't have the authority because the presidency is under the Federal Register, and if it's not published there, then the authority is not there.
Okay, that sounds about right, although I thought executive orders went into the Federal Register and Congress has 30 days to review it, and if Congress takes no action, then the executive order is treated as a law of the land.
I'm not sure of that part of it, but I know that they have regulations in the Federal Register for agencies, and an executive order... I'm not sure the validity of that in the Federal Register. If it doesn't follow the regulations, then I don't think it can trump it. And I'm not using that term to get the name out, but I'm going to have to look into that. But an executive order, if you go back to the root of that, we've been under War Powers Act since I think 1933. And I think Obama, when he left office, instilled the Emergency Powers Act again. So they're just using that type of information to determine what's right and what's wrong, when I believe that they cannot force this on you no matter what if it's not following the Federal Register's bylaws. I brought that out just to let people know that if they're in Michigan, they can have a waiver form, and they don't have to vaccinate their child. My wife works community mental health, and autism is rampant. You know, and it's a broad spectrum too, from mild to extreme. And these vaccines are like a light switch when they get them at a certain age. It just compromises their brains right away. So it's sad, and there's no law on these people. It's just a criminal, in my opinion.
I would agree on that. Now, the reality is there is no provision in the Constitution for executive orders. It's something that was sort of created with an interpretation of Section 1 of Article 2, which is the executive power. And somebody previously said, well, it's a wartime now, and, you know, under Section 1, Article 2, the president has the authority for these orders. But it's not actually in the Constitution. You can't change the Constitution by executive order. And as a matter of fact, the executive order's only legal binding is on the executive branch itself and not the ordinary American people.
Exactly. And then you brought up the fact that in wartime, they have a war on this, a war on that, and they constantly reintroduce the War Powers Act with every Congress, and so they're always at war. And if they can't justify the legality in that, in my opinion.
Well, let's see. Somebody once said that the law goes silent in times of war, or law is silent in times of war. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just want to tell you something about, you talked about the Boston group that's trying to make COVID lethality 80% greater. Well, Cliff High read the report, and he said that the type of COVID that they're trying to produce is specifically designed to target highly deficient mice of vitamin D. So what he's saying is, if you have vitamin D, and have a lot of it in your system, you're not going to be affected by that 80%.
Well, I've heard that vitamin D is good for maintaining health, and getting it from sunlight is more efficient than trying to take a pill for it. But the vitamin D pill companies still make a lot of money about that. I did not hear, I knew the Boston research was done on mice, and 80% of the mice died, but I hadn't seen anything that specified, why the lethality occurred. But at 80%, it almost doesn't matter.
Right. Well, let me ask you one other question. Why, with regard to them putting this on the register to vaccinate children so they can go to school, why would they do that right before the midterms? It's really dumb. You're going to make a lot of people upset right before you're already behind.
Yeah, I think they're misreading the voters, because, again, polls are already showing the majority of Americans think this COVID thing was taken way, way too far. And, the New World Order people, the Great Reset people, are pushing for total dictatorship, where they will just decide what's going to be done and you will just unconditionally obey. Kind of like THX-1138 thinking. But, I'm a human being, and an elderly one at that. I feel a strong resistance to all this mounting controls and regulations that are surrounding us. I mean, we never had to deal with all this stuff when I was a kid. I mean, the only vaccination I got when I was in school was against polio, where they scratched on my upper arm, and that was basically the end of it.
You didn't get the chickenpox or the smallpox vaccine?
It may have been smallpox. I really don't remember, because I was a little kid. But they didn't have 40 shots you had to have to go to school back then. And I haven't done a lot of vaccines in my life. I did make the mistake of letting them vaccinate me when I was in the hospital with pneumonia, and that appears to be what triggered off the PMR.
Wow. All right, yeah. Mike, I'll let somebody else talk, buddy. Take care.
All righty. Well, if you're out there and you want to talk, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Sammy. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Sammy, are you there? Oh, or is this Jack?
Oh, Mike, can you hear me?
Yes. Is this Jack or Sammy?
This is Jack.
All right, okay, I messed up on the message board here.
That's fine.
Okay, so Jack, what's on your mind?
Well, with China hiring British pilots, and now it sounds like U.S. pilots, to train, and I'll take questions offline. The next one is the missing James Meek, ABC reporter. was doing a story on Joe Biden's pullout of Afghanistan. Did you hear about him missing?
No, actually, that one got past me. But, investigating anything that the U.S. government has done that's bad is definitely hazardous to your health.
Taboo, yeah. Okay, well, I didn't get to listen to the first part, so I'm going to take off and let other people get on, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and now we're going to go to Sammy in Vegas. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing great.
I had to get, you know, I'm a year older than you. I had to get the surgery for my eyes like you did.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but for me, it was, I had no idea I was so blind.
Yeah, it is like that. It is like that. I mean, your brain habituates to the limitations of the senses. Looking back on it, if I'd known how bad my eyes were, I probably would have done this a little bit earlier, but it worked out great. Yeah, and I'm very happy.
I would have done it 5 years ago. I had no idea.
Yeah.
But the reason I called, remember Thomas Jefferson said, if we put in a central bank, you will be broke and homeless in the country your forefathers conquered?
Oh, yeah. I think that was Andrew Jackson who said that.
No, that was Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, well, you know, dangers of a private central bank because of King George III's Currency Act on the colonies.
Right. See, the colonies were controlled by the crown from the beginning.
Yes, they were.
And this is what happened. Mike, if I told you you could just print money, and print as much as you want, we're not going to audit you. You can do whatever you want with it. We don't care. Wouldn't you print so much money that you bought everything?
Well, it's funny you should mention that because looking at the history of the Federal Reserve, basically the people who own the Federal Reserve printed up the money that they used to say, we are, you know, building and creating this bank. And so they pulled themselves up by their own bootstraps. You know, a little bit questionable, but that's how they pulled it off. And the Federal Reserve is exempt from taxes, except for the property taxes on the property on which their banks sit. And they have never been audited, and they resist being audited. In fact, they have openly threatened the U.S. government that if there is ever an audit attempted against the Federal Reserve will crash the economy.
Because this whole system is a Ponzi scheme, Mike. You know that, right?
Yes, it is. It is.
And how do you keep a Ponzi scheme going? You have to add more people to the Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, to build a new base layer on which the whole thing rests, which is why I don't think these people who are in favor of unlimited abortion don't comprehend that that could ultimately bring our economy crashing down. Actually, there's a lot of things could bring the economy crashing down, but that would be one of them.
But for a Ponzi scheme to work, you need more and more people. That's why we have all these illegal aliens. 2 million or 5 million illegal aliens came in here in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, what these guys will do, and they know it, they'll get a job as a landscaper. They'll work 12 hours a day. They'll or work any job 12 hours a day. In a couple years, the bank will give them a loan. They can buy a Ford F-150. With a 60-year loan at about 30% interest, and they'll do it. They'll keep the Ponzi scheme going. That's why they want them over here. If they didn't want them over here, they wouldn't be here. Look, we got all these Haitians coming in. How did they get from Haiti to the Mexican border? They were flown there by the...
They could have walked, but that would be very difficult. It's take one step and come up for air, and then take another step and come up for air. But you're right. They were brought over either in aircraft or in ships. And the same is true for a lot of these other illegal immigrants. If you look at the cameras on the borders, the people crossing that border, they don't look like they've been out in the desert or in the wilderness for the last couple of weeks. They look like they just stepped off an aircraft or a bus somewhere.
Yeah, because they were sent there by Catholic Charities. The Pope runs everything, Mike. You got to study this a little bit. They run the Federal Reserve System. The Rothschilds are the bankers of the Vatican. All this stuff you hear about the Rothschilds, they're working for the Vatican. And that's easy to research and find out. Back in 19, I think they took over the banking for the Catholic Church in 1812, something like that. But
well, the Vatican still has its own active bank. I mean, remember Roberto Calvi, he wound up hanging underneath a bridge in London.
Yeah. And when they get to the border, who picks them up? Catholic Charities, and they move them to these cities. In Las Vegas, we've got about a dozen big apartment buildings with like 800 units, 1,000 units, that are owned by Catholic Charities, and they put them in there until they can get a job and rent a place. This is all done by design, Mike, and nobody's going to stop it, because if they stop it, the Ponzi scheme will break. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I understand. That's a valid point.
And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. Look all of our lives, Mike. The rigging is done before the election even begins. Look, we had Bush running against Kerry, two bonesmen. No matter who we voted for, we get a bonesman. It's like we get to choose between Frankenstein and the werewolf.
What I mean? That's a good analogy there. I think that's the reason that Donald Trump was so hated by the establishment, is because he is an outsider. He's a populist. And, he's not going to go along with maintaining the status quo.
Mike, I know you're not going to like this, but Trump is not an outsider. He's been in the swamp all his life. He's a good talker now. You've got to give him credit for that. He will tell you what you want to hear. But
well, all politicians do that. That's hardly unique to Donald Trump here. But
why do we keep playing this left-right paradigm? This is a trillion-dollar industry. You know how much money is spent on these elections every year?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I mean, I used to work in advertising. And, I've done some political advertising myself.
Every time you turn on the TV, we've got a race between Steve Sisolak and Adam Lexall for governor.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, yes, Steve Sisolak got a 200 and his wife got a 200. $150,000 no-bid contract from his donors.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Laxall, he was our attorney general before. He blocked an investigation into the opioid thing that the drug companies were pushing, the opioids.
Yeah, well, it didn't stick.
Purdue
Pharmaceutical got caught up with.
For the money. So just like Frankenstein and Werewolf, We got a choice for governor between Frankenstein or the werewolf. They're both corrupt up to their ears.
Yeah.
We got to get out of this left-right paradigm, Mike. It's the only thing that's going to save us.
Well,
these elections
I would like to see a multiplicity of political parties, and I would like to see the return of limits on campaign contributions. I think that Citizen United decision was one of the worst mistakes made by the Supreme Court. And it's clear that things cannot continue on as the way they have been. Because it's going to fall apart one way or the other. Either there's going to be an economic crash, or you're going to start having states secede. That's being talked about in many states now. Or worse, there'll be a full-on civil war. And I don't really like any of those options. My best hope is that we're going to see a Soviet Union-style collapse of the central government, and then the individual states will go back to being sovereign nations in and of themselves, which is how it started. Anyway, listen, Sammy, we got to take a break for commercials, and I'm going to let you go here. We still have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. I want to report about something that I had seen today. I was watching the Kate Daly segment, which is, you know, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones show, and she had Dr. Lee Merritt on, and they were talking about biological weapons and basically how Dr. Lee Merritt is coming out and warning Americans about drinking bottled water, you know, with the COVID epidemic and whatnot. And they're sitting there saying, dude, that she fears, dude, that they might be dosing water, dude, during the winter months to get people sick and things like that. So I know that if you go to like Home Depot or any camping place, you can get a life straw and things like that. You can check this out at her website, you know, the medicalrebel.com. She's talking about, you know, basically how they plan on dosing the water, you know, the bottled water, because the QA, you know, shortages at most bottled watered plants and things like that, how they could sit here and do this.
Yeah.
But she's warning Americans to, you know, filter their water, you know, get their immune systems up and things like that. But she's warning that they might, you know, inject, you know, COVID into bottled water. And she's warning
you that there was that rush decades ago where they rushed to put fluoride in all drinking water to tell us basically it was going to help with tooth decay. It proved to be absolutely useless when you drink it. But of course, what fluoride does, it's also a tranquilizer. And in Nazi Germany, where they were, the water supply for the inmates at the labor camps was very heavily fluoridated to keep them kind of docile and obedient.
She was also talking spray over areas and how ineffective that has been, and that she's raising the alarm mainly because the CDC has come out and said Americans are under vaccinated and they're trying to look for new ways to you know, get either the COVID vaccine into the bottled water or to get people sick. She also made mention due to the possibility of what was that metal dude that they were sitting there saying, dude, that, you know, works with the, I'm trying to think of what it was, man. I can't think of it. But all I know is that she is warning about bottled water, you guys, and things like that.
Well, so, I'll take a look at it. I'll definitely take a look at it. But, you know, they're also talking about genetically modified mosquitoes that when they bite you and feed on you, what they leave behind them is not the saliva that causes the bump and irritation, but a vaccine. Of course, from where I sit, there's a question of dosage control.
I mean, we've heard about them, you know, wanting to play with the food and things like that. I'm just putting this out there. You know, you can take it for what you want.
Okay.
I'm more than likely, dude, probably going to start, you know, getting like a life straw and putting it in my bottled water thing, dude, to try to filter it out. I don't know if that'll be successful, but, you know, it's a degree to the protection. And the fact, dude, that she, you know, was raising this, you know, on the Alex Jones show today, it was the fourth hour of the Alex Jones show today, the Kate Daly segment, where they were sitting there talking about how they're going to get through the vaccines into people when the people are resisting, you know, the vaccines. I mean, because there's been a huge uptick. I mean, Alex Jones and you know, the National Intel Report, you know, have totally been showing, you know, that there has been an uptick, that people are not, are refusing to take the vaccine right
yes.
now. And you know, they came, the CDC, you know, director came out and said, you know, Americans are under vaccinated and things like that, which is just a way of saying, you know, they're refusing us.
Yeah, they want to sell more product. Well, interestingly enough, I just got a story here. The EU is still holding their hearings about the COVID vaccines. And apparently they had a witness today, top oncologist, who basically said there is, in fact, a link between all of these sudden, unexpected deaths and heart issues with the COVID vaccines. Of course, we've all realized that from purely empirical means. But these companies, they don't have a perfect track record by any means.
I didn't want to take up any more of your time because I want another guest to get on, but I just wanted to put that out there to you guys. Goodbye.
Okay, well, thanks. I appreciate that. And we do have open lines, 512-248-82, and we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm not going to bring another caller on just yet. And Jack Posobiec is out there saying it's very odd that the only reports of voting machine malfunctions are in the inner cities, and everywhere else it seems to be fine. Well, you know, if you're going to be cheating an election, you go where there are the most voters to mess around with. I mean, that seems common sense to me. And anyway, we're about to hit the music and take another break. And we've got callers waiting on the line. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
NPR says that Biden's pot pardon will help reverse the racist enforcement of the war on drugs. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. So some advocates of the marijuana possession pardon say that the decades-old war on drugs has imprisoned black and brown people at higher rates. Well, that may be true, but it was Biden that championed the 1994 drug laws, which disproportionately attacked crack cocaine over powdered cocaine. And more importantly, with over 100,000 people dying from fentanyl poisoning last year, should marijuana even be on the radar? Fentanyl is now the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old. Has anyone ever died from a marijuana overdose? Although I agree with the pot pardon, I would much rather see our federal government spending its time and our money on stomping fentanyl. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. See this Pashem Parabellum.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
All right, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I was going to call in about the gentleman that called in about laws and versus executive orders and so on. And I thought I'd tie it in with a little bit about what Marco said. And I have a niece of my sister's kid married a girl who was instrumental in uncovering that Flint, Michigan thing.
Yeah.
With the water in Flint, Michigan. And you ran an article the other day that they were this was done where they basically made people mentally impaired, thousands of people, over years. And the mayor, by putting lead in the water and really bad, they knew it was bad. And the mayor and the city council and the state assemblyman and the state senator, the U.S. congressman, this U.S. senator and the governor all knew what was going on. At any rate, some of them were put up for trial. You ran the article. It just ran earlier in the week where they were all exonerated. Nobody nobody gets any time.
Yeah, he got off scot-free.
And I forwarded that to my my niece, who now is in Washington, D.C., and she was, like, apoplectic that this happened.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of company on that one.
Yeah, but so what are you going to do? To Marco's point about putting stuff in bottled water, well, they've been putting stuff, you know, in regular water for years, or not taking stuff out. It doesn't matter. And which comes back to my other point, which is about the law and executive orders. So what does the law mean to these people at all? It doesn't mean anything to those people who just got off, you know, who poisoned and made thousands of mentally retarded people out of perfectly normal people. Nothing happened to them. Nothing happened to all the people in the Durham report. Nothing happened to all the people who were involved with, Russiagate. Nothing happened. The federal government's supposed to still do their laws, enforce the border laws. They don't. They enforce what they want to enforce, even if there is a law, and they'll ignore when there is a law and enforce things that there is no law. It means nothing. And the upcoming, much as I hate to just be such a pessimist, but it's, let's say there's a red wave, Mike.
Yeah.
And hopefully there will be. It will take 3 months before anybody who isn't already owned by the billionaires will be owned. All the new guys, they'll be dancing the puppet dance to just like the old guys were. And it's the target we should have. Are the people who can print the money, as your other caller said, and never have been audited, as you said. They can print money out of nothing, never been audited. And the people, the billionaires, who treat us like we're an ant farm. And they can do whatever they want with us.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's a common attitude.
Done. Not just money in politics. But there can't be people rich enough to bend elections.
Unfortunately, there are.
I know we can't have that anymore. We can't be their ant farms. We just can't be their little petri dish. For whatever whims they have, they can kill us en masse with vaccines. They can send us off to war. They can try to corner this market or that market. They can do whatever they want. They buy the government. They own the government. They print money out of nothing. Laws don't mean crap to them. Lives don't mean crap. You know, that's the real deal, and we can have all these elections, even with good elections, Mike, even with all the great recommendations you made on elections. With the billionaires there, they get elected freely, and then their hand would be out, and away we go again.
Yep.
So, if I bummed you out,
Well, you know, you've had a lot of help, and you're right. And, you know, this country was originally set up to try and avoid those kinds of problems. That's why there was a ban on titles of nobility and limits on political contribution. And bit by bit, those who believe that they are supposed to be ruling the world have been chipping away at all those safety measures. And they pretty much have the world the way they want it.
And, you know, by the way, Mike, before I'll get off, but this whole thing with, what's his name, Kanye West?
Yeah.
And calling out the Jews, absolutely correct in everything he said. And Trump backing him. What's interesting to me is that Trump never came out so explicitly and backed somebody, because the message was absolutely correctly targeted. They do control everything, like the banks, like we just talked about. They're the billionaires that own. Look at the donors to both parties. Look who owns everything. Everything.
Yes.
The media, everything. And Kanye West comes out. One of his great quotes was, he has all his rap artists and who made money with their own creativity. They all have Jewish managers. Can you find any Jewish person who has a black manager? No.
Well, it's the same thing in Hollywood. All of the agents and managers there, same thing.
Yep, I'm excited that Trump came out and basically backed Kanye West because, and he's been a toady to Israel and the Jews his whole life. But you know what? He is an outsider, just like you said. He wasn't through their vetting thing, and they feared his MAGA as being an expression of a white political identity. But
I would describe it more as nationalism.
Who impeached him twice? Who tried to rig the election in 2016? Who did the Russophobia thing? Who did rig the election in 2020? You know, he finally identified and he finally came out and said, and of course, all the usual suspects who were after him to begin with, like Schiff and Schumer and you know them all. They all came out and are pillorying him, but they're the same guys who've been pillorying him all along.
Yep.
So I think that's really instructive. It's instructive to watch how all the black people who initially came out and had Kanye's back are now pissing backwards in the biggest way. Like Whoopi Goldberg did a couple months ago when she said whatever she said they didn't like. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, Whoopi, her fame and fortune and weight have gone to her head. I think there's something about being that influential or that famous or that rich where you start to think of yourself as being somehow different from the rest of the human race, like the Eloi and the Morlock in H.G. Wells' Time Machine. And as a matter of fact, one of our early ultra-rich people, and I'm trying to remember if it was Andrew Carnegie or Rockefeller, literally came out and said that the super wealthy were a different species of human beings altogether.
Their callers are on the line because I'll get up. If you don't, I've got one more thing to.
Well, you make it quick.
I do work for LA Unified. I went to school today, and they were picketing. They were picketing for class size, and they were picketing for more money. Of course, they gave a cost of living raise was about a quarter of what covered by inflation. And the union guys and the teachers asked me what I thought about it. I said, are you kidding me? You know, the same union backs open borders where there's a million kids coming in here. They won't be able to build schools fast enough. But they backed that, you know. But they were also backing Biden, who's sending $100 billion to the Ukraine in under a year, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you want a chunk of money, you better get on that. I mean, I can't believe how they can't connect the dots. But anyways, that's it for me, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. And we're going to go to Kelly. And it says your origin is Bastrop. I don't know exactly what that means. But anyway, welcome to the show. And what is on your mind?
Bastrop is 30 miles east of Austin off Highway 71.
Oh, that's right. Your new home. You moved out of Austin. And, okay, there we are.
Yeah, okay. A couple of things here. The vaccination you and I had, we're right at the same age. I'm 71. It was a smallpox vaccination.
Okay.
I remember standing in line with my classmates getting a little vaccination in my left arm.
We
had a little plastic cap over there to cover the blister. And I wince because I'm left-handed. Why does everything have to happen to the left-handed? I'm thinking even then. Now, somebody mentioned Catholic Charities. Let me tell you, I've been down to South Texas a lot in my life and in my career. Catholic Charities, which is largely responsible for a lot of this nonsense on the border, and the United Methodist Church in particular, are neck-deep in this stuff. The Catholic Charities in particular has been infiltrated by La Raza and other groups that are advocates of Reconquista. They've been infiltrated by communists, in other words. And the damn Catholic bishops in South Texas, the Archbishop of San Antonio in particular, will not stop them. He will not tell them, this is verboten. Stop it now. I don't think it would work anyway because they're committed to the political objective. These people are absolutely obsessed with the so-called liberation theology. And whatever they're doing down there to bring all these people across the border is driven entirely by that. It's driven by hatred of the United States and by a desire to do whatever they can to infiltrate the country so that they can advance this Reconquista ideology.
Okay.
I've talked to these people, and they are fully committed to what they're doing. The problem is that people don't stop to think about who's involved in this, because they think, well, this is Catholic Charities. Well, the Catholic Charities has been infiltrated, just like the damn Democrat Party was infiltrated by the damn communists back in the 1950s and earlier than that. And just because it has Catholic Charities appended or it's working under the umbrella of Catholic Charities does not mean that it's absolutely advocating things in consistent with what the Catholic Church advocates. These people are evil people, Mike. And they will stop at nothing, even if it means promoting human trafficking or whatever it is, to get as many people across the border as they can to achieve an objective, the long-term objective of bringing this country down to its knees.
Well, my concern is that following the midterm elections, if it turns out that the Republicans have gained both the House and the Senate, I imagine we're going to see a lot of legal abuse by President Biden and that Democratic Congress up until Inauguration Day next year.
Oh, yeah, they'll kick it into high gear. Absolutely. They will do whatever they can to push that objective. But you have to look at what really is driving this whole thing and whom they have allowed to infiltrate to invade their different organizations. And I'm going to tell you, again, Catholic Charities in particular has been infiltrated by communists who are affiliated with groups like La Raza,
mm-hmm.
and who are pushing the so-called liberation theology, which is not really about religion; it's about politics.
Yes,
it's really about politics, and they're using that as a front to push their objective to change the demographics of this country so that they can push the country as far to the left as they can. And when you get people down there who are affiliated with this to talk openly about it, they're very clear about their objective. But they try to paint as well. This is just fairness. No. Listen to what you're actually saying. Their objective is to push this La Raza and the Reconquista program so far that they can dismember the United States and bring this country down to its knees. And they're using again Catholic Charities and the United Methodist Church. The United Methodist Church is one of the dirtiest organizations involved in this that I can think of. There is the UMC is as dirty as Catholic Charities. Those two organizations in particular are knee deep in this stuff, and I wish that Americans would take a look at this and stop thinking that, well, because this is religion involved, these people have the best interest of the migrants in mind. No, they don't.
Well, the Catholics migrants. Certainly demonstrated that back during the Inquisition and the witch burnings.
Yes, well, yeah, well, the Catholic Church has a long history of hypocrisy.
They were rude to my ancestors too. So what can I tell you?
Look, I got no time to talk.
And reparations.
I grew up Anglican. The damned Episcopal Church has gone straight to hell. I abandoned the Episcopal Church years ago. To hell with them. They're as bad as the damn Catholic Church and the United Methodist Church. Religion is being used right now as a way to try to advance this ideology.
Yeah, it is.
It's depressing.
We look at the stuff that's coming out from the Pope. And it definitely is a very liberal slant to that. Anyway, listen, Kelly, we're getting close to the top of the show, and we're going to skip our last commercial break and take calls. So let's go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, Kelly, I'm a Methodist from the United Methodist Church. and I'm a Christian. So, there. The Star Spangled Banner was written by a person that was held on a British ship, and the Brits indicated that when that flag falls, America is ours. And they waited all through the night.
Yeah.
To see if that flag was still there. Americans?
Yeah, Francis Scott
Key. All the people that moved here from Europe, that came here, wanted to be free of Europe. They wanted their own country. And they were very, very passionate. There were thousands of people that gave up their lives that night to protect what? A flag that it symbolized our freedom. And the British at dawn could not believe that it still flew. We were a very passionate country. And yes, they have poisoned our water. And this thing with aspartame. Diana Spangola had many guests on, and one of them was Betty Martini. And she went into all the horrible things that aspartame does. It has,
yes.
It creates over 45,000 different horrible diseases if you use it, and it's in everything. It's a rat poison. When the French Revolution, I kind of sound like I'm going all over the place, but it's all about freedom and what you're willing to put up with, because all these people have a place that they call home, and they go there, and they may have guards to protect them. But the French Revolution, when the poor had nothing, and they had absolutely nothing, they wouldn't put up with it anymore. And once they
had nothing left to lose.
That's right. And they went through everybody they thought had anything to do with where their country had gone. And whenever the rich started fleeing like rats to other countries, they tracked them down. There was no place they could hide. You know, when America has enough of this, they will do something. They will have passion. And that passion is a burning passion. It doesn't go away. You eat it. You sleep it. When you see your family is destroyed by a forced shot that your child did not need to go to school, when they're destroying your mom and dad because they have Alzheimer's, because of what? The flu shot that has mercury and aluminum in it.
Yes.
They're killing you slowly. And what are you doing? You're putting up with it. You know, there'll be a time where we won't sit on our hands anymore. We'll be passionate, and we won't put up with it anymore. We'll do something, because what are we? We're 300 million to a 1%, and we put up with it. Because what? We're Christians. We're trying to walk in the path of Jesus. Because we all know that, you know, most people are good inside. But, you know, and it's hard to believe that some people are so wicked and so evil.
Well, they are.
But when it hits you, and it's your family, and you watch them suffer for years and years, you know, eventually that passion will raise up. And that's my 2 cents. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to go to Jeff in Ottawa. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to. I was listening to Marco. He's one of my favorite callers, and he's right on. Same with Peter and Kelly, who I nicknamed the science guy, because he knows a lot about science, like you guys do. Anyway, so as far as the water goes, well, up here, you go to the supermarket, and they have to show the origin of the spring.
Yes.
And so I do get that water sometimes. I don't buy that Nestle or all that other garbage. I just get that. And they have to show the origin of the spring, so they'd have to go around and taint all that water. I don't know how they can do that, since it's bottled there. Also, I'm going to be getting my water now, which I stopped for a bit because I had, for different reasons, across the river from a natural spring, which has the most incredible water ever. That will be where I will get my, I get like a whole stack of 4-liter bottles and fill them up. Here, they're starting to talk about a new COVID coming out, and, oh, we'll have to mask up and stuff, which I didn't mask up or vac. And I had to get harsh on people who mess with me in the store saying, you're not wearing a mask. How dare you speak to me that way? I had to tell some woman, get away from me, you dried-up old hag. I can't.
Not exactly the best way to be dealing with somebody has a different point of view.
They're aggressive. Listen, those guys would go North Korea on us and force us to be vaxxed. So I'm full in. You talk to me that way, you're going to get a big pushback. That's it. No more mollycoddling around. Now, in the American election coming up, Americans, I urge you to get your rear ends off your couch and away from your stupid football game and stand outside of those polling stations and physically stop anyone who's coming to the ballot. Grab them, even if it starts a fight. Because you guys, and we're the same way, too, you are in the fight for your life. If this is not messing around time. There's no time for mealy-mouthed mollycoddling. This is the time to get right there, be there. And they come into the thing, you grab that box, and you rip it open, okay, and show the fake ballot. Because they are going to take you down. When they take you down, everyone else goes down. You know, we all know that Biden blew up the damn pipeline, so now the Germans are going to be freezing this winter. Everyone knows that. And they talk about Putin. Well, you know, when they started into the Soviet Union, it was 2,000 churches. Now there's 30,000. What's happening in the United States? What's happening in Canada? Where he's still a pastor in solitary for 52 days. Who's the bad guy? I can't find a local church, so I watch Chuck Baldwin from Liberty Fellowship online. I really like him. He's really good. But, I mean, this is not the time to fool around or to play nicey-nice. It's kicking the ball.
You know, a lot of people feel the same way that you do, and I hate to do this to you, but we're almost at the end of the show, and I want to fit in one more phone call. So thank you very much, and we're going to go to Harley in Indiana. Hello, neighbor. What's on your mind? I cannot hear you.
I just wanted to comment real quick on Kanye West, or whatever his name is. This morning they said on the South Van News that whoever that gentleman was, or I shouldn't say gentleman, but that addict in Minnesota, that his mother is suing Kanye West for who knows how many millions of dollars. She's picking up the Jones ball and going to run with it on Conway. And then I thought I'd comment real quick that South Bend is spending the money from their COVID crap to put the Potawatomi Zoo. They're going to add lions, tigers, and bears, and they're going to spend approximately $8 million to expand the zoo with our inflationary money. And there's a 1,000-page book available on the plot called The Plot Against the Church, printed around 1960, showing the Jews and the masonry involved in the subversion of the church. And, of course, then I just wanted to comment real quick that Roosevelt installed many communists in our government. And the lady needs to...
Oh, he was very sympathetic to Stalin. You know, he wanted to help Stalin out, until basically, lend lease and everything to Great Britain. To go after, the Nazi Germany, because they were a threat to Britain and Russia.
Well,
anyway, listen, Harley, hate to do this to you. Got to cut you off here. And everybody stay tuned to the National Intel Report. And I don't know who's going to be the host here, but I'm sure Mike is going to tell me here momentarily. Our host is going to be William Repilim. And please get out on social media. Spread the word at republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word at whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.